From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo's and Chinese President Xi Jinping's meeting results in 8 agreements. Indonesia emerges as overall champion at the 13th World Steel ASEAN 2023. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo's bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping, as well as both countries' delegations in Chengdu City, China on Thursday, resulted in 8 agreements. As reported by Antara on Friday, Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi in a press statement outlined that the first agreement is an action plan of cooperation in the health sector. Meanwhile, the second agreement is a protocol for opening access to agricultural product markets for Indonesia's porang or konjac powder export commodity. The Indonesian government will impose sanctions on exporters who fail to comply with the regulation concerning foreign exchange of export earnings from natural resources. The provision on the imposition and revocation of administrative sanction for violating the regulation concerning natural resources have been outlined in the Finance Ministry's regulation. According to Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati at a press conference in Jakarta on Friday, the ministry's regulation outlines exporters' general obligations and regulates the results of the monitoring conducted by Bank Indonesia and the Financial Services Authority, which will form the basis for sanctions, imposition, and revocation. Indonesia managed to emerge as the overall champion with 14 gold medals, 8 silver medals, 3 bronze medals, and 2 medallions at the 13th World Skill ASEAN 2023 competition in Singapore. Deputy Minister of Manpower Afriansyah Nur disclosed it in a statement received in Jakarta on Friday. After attending the closing ceremony, he expressed pride over the Indonesian delegation's achievements that had brought pride to the nation. Bank Indonesia has reiterated its staunch commitment to working towards strengthening its policy as part of efforts to support the development of Indonesian micro, small, and medium enterprises. Deputy Governor of Bank Indonesia or the Central Bank, Aida Budiman, pointed out in an official statement received by Antara in Jakarta on Friday that to support micro, small, and medium enterprises development, Bank Indonesia is committed to implement the policy concerning efforts to improve the quality of corporation management to create an integrated ecosystem. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The United Nations Human Rights Commissioner on Thursday accused Mexico's military of obstructing an expert investigation into the disappearance of 43 students in a bloody incident that shook the country nearly 9 years ago. As reported by CNN.com, Yesterday, last August, a Mexican Truth Commission report concluded that the students who disappeared en route to a demonstration in Mexico City had been victims of state-sponsored crime. The students from a teacher's college in Ayotzinapa were intercepted by local police and federal military forces while traveling through the southwestern city of Iguala in September 2014. The Saudi foreign minister spoke with his Swedish counterpart Tobias Billström over the phone on Friday, during which he renewed the kingdom's total rejection of all attempts to offend the Holy Quran. As reported by Saudi press agency, today, Prince Faisal bin Farhan conveyed repeated incidents in which the Muslim holy book had been burned contributed to fueling hatred and limiting efforts for dialogue between peoples, while calling on Sweden to take measures to stop extremist acts. Sweden's Tobias Billström himself condemned and denounced attempts to burn copies of the Quran, stressing that his country would seek to stop all acts that offend religions and their sacred books. The Singapore Food Agency on Friday stated that Singapore is in close contact with Indian authorities to seek exemption from the country's ban on the export of non-basmati rice. As reported by ChannelsNewsAsia.com, India, the world's biggest rice exporter, banned some overseas sales of rice with immediate effects last Thursday. India's Consumer Affairs and Food Ministry said the country would ban exports of non-basmati white rice, which accounts for about a quarter of its total exports. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. First news comes from Banjarnegara, Central Java. The governor of Central Java, Ganjar Pranowo, on Tuesday, July the 25th, inaugurated Panggentan 1 State Vocational High School, Banjarnegara Regency, which has two majors, namely the new renewable energy and electricity departments. Ganjar Pranowo said the existence of the new vocational school, apart from preparing superior human resources, is also a solution for access to education in the local area. He also encouraged graduates of the school to be able to become workers for electric car battery supply companies or battery electric vehicles. According to him, the existence of Pagentan Vocational High School and other vocational schools will support the downstream efforts being undertaken by the Indonesian government. The next news comes from Padang, West Sumatra. The provincial government of West Sumatra is targeting to bring in 1,000 juleha or halal slaughtermen to support the development of the concept of halal tourism in the area. Governor of West Sumatra Mahyildi in Padang said Wednesday, the availability of halal butchers is important to ensure the availability of halal consumption in the province, which has launched halal tourism. He said that one of the government's duties to support halal tourism is to ensure that every product is guaranteed to be hygienic and halal, especially for culinary products that must comply with Islamic law, both in terms of content and processing. According to him, the halal slaughter system is also liked by non-Muslim communities, and there is no obstacles for them because halal slaughter benefits the animal products consumed, especially in terms of cleanliness. Moreover, the international world is also very concerned about the correct way of slaughtering animals so that the perfection of its implementation produces good quality meat. According to him, juleha is a profession that can be widely used because now halal slaughter has become a way of life. The latest news comes from Pacitan, East Java. The Kangen Pacitan Consortium, together with the Directorate General of Culture of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology, held the Rawat Jagat Festival No. 2 on July the 29th, 2023, with the theme Nature and Environment in Pacitan, East Java. Abdillah Yusuf from the Kangen Pacitan Consortium, in an official statement in Jakarta on Wednesday, said this festival departs from the tradition of the people in Pacitan as thanksgiving to God, as well as a reminder to care for and maintain the balance of nature. Rawat Jagat No. 2 is packaged in the form of a festival. As a cultural event, it not only moved the cultural ecosystem in Pacitan, but also became a creative way of collaborating tradition with contemporary performing arts. The festival, which was held for one day in Pacitan, presents a variety of performing arts, both traditional and modern arts, to musical performances on four other performance stages provided by the organizers. That was news from across Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia.
The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voanews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history with the event on July 29, 1947, when the electronic numerical integrator and calculator, the first full electronic digital computer in the world, entered operation. The electronic numerical integrator and calculator, or ENIAC, was developed and built by the United States Army for the Ordnance Research Laboratory with the aim of calculating weapons fire tables. The idea of ENIAC was considered and designed by J. Presper Eckert and John William Mauchly of the University of Pennsylvania. The computer began construction on May 17, 1943 as Project PX, and it was built at the Moore School of Electrical Engineering in mid-1944, and it officially operated since February 1946 after costing $500,000. Then it was shut down on November 9, 1946 for refurbishment and memory upgrades. ENIAC was demonstrated to the public at the University of Pennsylvania on February 14, 1946 and moved to Aberdeen Proving Grounds, Maryland in 1947. On July 29, 1947, ENIAC was powered on and continued to operate until 11:45 p.m. on October 2, 1955. Let's turn to another event of 1956 when President Dwight D. Eisenhower passed the National Aeronautics and Space Act, marking the establishment of the non-military agency National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA. The United States Aeronautics and Space Agency, or NASA, is an independent agency of the United States federal government responsible for the civilian space program as well as aeronautics and space research. U.S. President Eisenhower founded NASA in 1958 for the purpose of placing the needs of civil society ahead of the military and serving as a peace program in space science. NASA replaced the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics, or NACA. Since its founding, most of United States space exploration has been led by NASA, including the moon landing Apollo missions, the Skylab space station, and later the space shuttle. NASA supports the International Space Station and oversees the development of the Orion spacecraft, the Space Launch System, and the commercial crew. NASA officially started operating on October 1, 1958. We end today in history with the commemoration of the Service Day of the Indonesian Air Force, which is commemorated every July 29. The background of the Indonesian Air Force Service Day cannot be separated from major events that have deep meaning for Indonesian Air Force troops. One of them was the death of three pioneers and pioneers of the Indonesian Air Force, namely Air Junior Commodore Adi Sucipto, Air Junior Commodore Abdul Rahman Saleh, and Junior Air Officer Adi Sumarmo. They died when the Dakota VTLA plane that was aboard and carrying medicines aided by the Malayan Red Cross was shot by a Dutch Kitty Hawk plane and crashed in Ngoto village, 3 kilometers south of Yogyakarta. The Air Force mourned since July 29, 1955, then from July 29, 1962, to commemorate and perpetuate this event, it was changed to Indonesian Air Force Service Day, in which all Indonesian Air Force personnel commemorated centrally at the Adi Sucipto Air Base. That's Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
All of the stars have faded away.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on President Joko Widodo emphasized cooperation with China. Indonesian President Joko Widodo emphasized a number of cooperation between Indonesia and the People's Republics of China, or PRC, at a bilateral meeting with President Xi Jinping at the Jinyu Hotel Chengdu Thursday, July the 27th. Some of the issues discussed by the two heads of state included strengthening trade, investment, cooperation in the health sector, cooperation in the development of Indonesia's new capital city Nusantara, up to cooperation in research and technology. President Joko Widodo appreciated the completion of the import protocol for a number of products between Indonesia and China. He said that in the future, Indonesia needs to continue to push for protocol updates and an increase in the Solus Net import quota, as well as finalizing the import protocol for Indonesian marine products. During the meeting, President Joko Widodo and President Xi Jinping also discussed several regional issues, including ASEAN-China cooperation and the People's Republic of China's support for the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, centrality to realize a peaceful and prosperous Indo-Pacific region. After the meeting, President Joko Widodo and President Xi Jinping also witnessed the signing of a number of cooperation documents agreed upon by the two countries. They included the protocol on inspection and quarantine requirements for konjac powder exports from Indonesia to China and the protocol on phytosanitary requirements for tabashir exports from Indonesia to China, as well as other documents. In addition, there were also two cooperation documents that were secretly signed, namely the Memorandum of Understanding on Chinese Language Education and the Memorandum of Understanding on Economic and Technical Cooperation. Meanwhile, in a business meeting with the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce in China and a number of Chinese businessmen at the Shangri-La Hotel Chengdu on Friday, President Joko Widodo stressed Indonesia's commitment to keeping investment stable and running well. The head of state asked investors not hesitate to convey the constraint faced when investing in Indonesia. The president also said that the Indonesian government is open to accommodate all information regarding the problem felt by investors to be resolved. He mentioned that currently a number of investors from China have invested in Indonesia. The president also conveyed a number of investment priorities that are currently being worked on by Indonesia, including the electric vehicle ecosystem and new renewable energy. In terms of new and renewable energy, the president said that Indonesia wants to encourage investors from China to participate in investing. That was My Indonesia Today.
Diriku pun tak.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Geplak is one of the culinary or typical foods from Sri Hardono, Pundong, Bantul. It is a traditional one which is used as a culinary icon in Bantul City, Yogyakarta. This food is made from grated coconut and brown sugar or granulated sugar. Its unique shape and distinctive taste make this food very popular with the public and tourists. Listener, the distinctive characteristic of this geplak is its round shape and various colors like a rainbow. The taste of grated coconut mixed with sweetness gives this food a distinctive taste. In the process of making geplak, first the coconut meat is soaked in coconut water until the oil is gone. Then the coconut meat is cleaned and grated. Next, the grated coconut is cooked with sugar and food coloring. Afterwards, it is cooled and shaped into a round shape. Then it is packaged. At first, the geplak was only white and brown. The white color usually uses cane sugar, while the brown color is usually made from Javanese sugar. But along with its development, many new creations began in terms of color and taste in producing this geplak. The color of geplak, which has only two colors, becomes red, yellow, green, white, and brown. In terms of taste, it is also more varied. There are flavors of ginger, peanut, strawberry, durian, and others. Listener, geplak is usually packaged by using a besek, which is a container made of woven bamboo, cube shape, and has a lid. One besek pack usually contains lots of colorful geplak. Now, this typical Bantul food can also be found in various souvenir centers in Jogja. Some people say, if you visit Jogja, don't taste legendary local culinary delights. It's like only half traveling of your life. Therefore, if you are visiting Jogja, please bring this geplak as a souvenir, because the sweet taste can be medicine from a routine activity that is full of business. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. I am Ahmad Faisal.
Stripes and lonely, hiding, wishing, waiting. Well, I am here. I am. I'm standing still, stare at you only. Everything has bloomed. All I want is just to stay. You can't shake me. I will never dare. With you and only you,
calling out to me. Days that come through, all I want is just to stay. You come shake me, I would never dare. Oh no, let go. Through the talking and the walking, I will give you all of my loving. The days forever I will stay with you, with you and only you. Go find a mama bow, come back and call it out to me.
Listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOI listener, today's Miss Eleni informs you about representatives of the Indonesian dance team consisting of Jakarta Gandrung Dance Studio and Rampu Student Activity Unit or UKM at the Faculty of Cultural Sciences, Gajah Mada University or UGM in Yogyakarta, made a brilliant achievement at the 10th Asian Art Festival, which was held in Singapore. They brought home 11 gold and 7 silver trophies. The Asia Art Festival has been held since 2013 and has involved more than 2,600 young artists, not only from 20 countries in Asia, but also from countries in Europe and America. This year, the event was held at the School of the Arts Arts Auditorium in Singapore from July 11 to the 15, 2023. UGM Rampu team even had the opportunity to make a special appearance at the festival closing gala as a representative for the Best Folk Dance category in the 10th Asia Arts Festival 2023. Meanwhile, Gandrung Dance Studio, which included 29 dancers in various competition categories, managed to attract the audience. They performed traditional dances from various regions in group and solo categories. Interestingly, among the dancers, there was one youngest member, age 6 years old, who won a silver medal in the group category. The Education and Culture Attaché of the Indonesian Embassy in Singapore, Iga Satria Wibawa, said he was proud of the participation and success of the Indonesian delegation in this festival. He remarked that Gandrung Dance Studio and UKM Rampu UGM are cultural ambassadors that show the diversity of Indonesian culture. The success of these two teams also shows that Indonesian traditional arts are still in great demand among young Indonesians and have a great chance to succeed at the world level. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Setia Menunggumu by Fabio Asher along with Gempo Gendis. The song, which is sung by musician from Kota Mobagu, North Sulawesi, Fabio Asher, was released on January 2, 2023. It was composed by Fabio Asher, Trakas, and Yafi Arya. The song tells about the feeling of being hurt by someone because of unrequited love. Not only rejected, in fact, she anchored her heart to someone else. Even so, he still hopes that his love will be accepted one day, where it is described through the lyrics of the song itself, Setia Menunggumu, or in English means loyally waiting for you. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Fabio Asher featuring Gempo Gendis, Setia Menunggumu. Happy listening.
Tunggu di sini, ku yakin kau.
Of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.